وبركاته. We begin by thanking our most generous Allah and sending salutations on the best of Allah's creation, our master and our leader, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and all those who emulate him in righteousness until the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great legacy was the topic of discussion worldwide through the last week. The reason for this is perhaps motivated by the time of the year that we're in, but the other reason is because of the recent Islamophobic occurrences and the recent slurs and the recent derogatory statements coming out of France, where there were even Muslim fatalities in the region. There was condescending activities which reared its head once again against Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as a result, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's great legacy was the topic of discussion for the last week. We will not allow the French leadership to dictate the agenda of our Jumu'ah lectures, because that would be reactive and that would be allowing them to control the narrative. But rather what we will allow is the reaction of the Muslim Ummah, the beautiful, most awesome reaction of the Muslim Ummah to what had transpired, which is closely related to a verse in the Quran. As derogatory sentiment were expressed against Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, spontaneously the Turkish government stood up in protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Spontaneously the Malaysian government gifted the French government with a book on Shama'il, on a book describing the beautiful attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Muslims around the world in their personal capacity had come together to highlight the great legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is actually predicted in the Quran and explained by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in the Quran, where Allah said regarding the legacy and the reputation and the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, we have raised your remembrance to a very lofty pedestal. And this comes to show that whenever anybody looks for the opportunity to condemn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it would obviously only stem from one of two reasons. The first may be ignorance, and the second may be arrogance. If a person is not yet exposed to the great legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that may leave some room for a person to condemn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second possibility is that a person has been exposed to the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but due to arrogance and defiance, that may motivate him to condemn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But our focus is on the reaction of the Ummah. Young Muslims, elderly Muslims, Muslims from all different backgrounds highlighted their very lofty position in which they view Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And why wouldn't a person love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when it's the intrinsic natural reaction when a person gains exposure to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Why wouldn't a person love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? For when the moment that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered this world, the Kaaba became so illuminated to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that never in history was the Kaaba so illuminated ever. And this was at the moment that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered this world. Why won't a person love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? For when Adam alayhi salam was expelled from Jannah, and Adam alayhi salam raised his hands begging for forgiveness from Allah, he said, "Oh Allah, I ask you for forgiveness in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Despite the fact that Allah has unlimited knowledge, Allah asked Adam alayhi salam, "Oh Adam, where did you hear this name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam?" He said, "Oh Allah, when the life was blown into my lifeless body and my eyes had opened to the sight of your Arsh Ilahi, and on your Arsh, oh Allah, alongside your lofty name, I seen the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam." How can a person not love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when in response to that, Allah said, "Lawlahu lama khalaqtu dunya." If it wasn't for his coming sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I wouldn't have even created the dunya. How can a person not love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a human rights activist par excellent? Prior to Nubuwwah, prior to be given prophethood, there was xenophobia in Makkah. and financial malpractices meted out to foreign business people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was part of a group of individuals who founded and established a committee called Hilful Fudul, and the purpose of Hilful Fudul was to eradicate xenophobia and financial malpractices. Allahu Akbar. How can a person not love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the ulama record that through the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there are more than 1,800 miracles performed by the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst them is the remarkable incident of the splitting of the moon. We are well acquainted with it, but the perception is that when the moon split, it may have split for the duration of 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or a short duration. But the ulama teach us that when the moon split, it split for the duration equivalent to the duration between Asr and Maghrib Salah. Allahu Akbar. And that's how long the moon split. This phenomenon was witnessed, even though it transpired in Mina, it was witnessed by the people in Makkah. It was witnessed by traders coming from Syria. There are foundation stones in ancient parts of India that say the foundation to this building was laid on the night that the moon split. Allahu Akbar. In the very south of India, in a place called Kerala, there was a king in that particular region, and he was amongst the many people who witnessed this phenomenon. Now there's a major disconnect in communication between India and Hijaz, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was situated. So there were those who were curious, but after some time their curiosity subsided. This king was not willing to let it slide by. He was extremely curious. So he appointed a group of individuals to research this phenomenon to find out what actually transpired. And these people researched and they researched and they researched until eventually this king in Kerala was informed that the splitting of the moon is closely linked to the arrival of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he did was, he traveled from the south of India, from Kerala. He traveled with a few subordinates and a group of people. And when they reached Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already migrated to Medina. So they then traveled from Medina. And this king from the south of India, on reaching Medina, took shahada at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, becoming the very first Indian sahabi. And they took shahada and they returned to Kerala and they established the very first masjid in India. So how can you not love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had an international footprint from a miracle that transpired in Mina? The ulama say that enumerating the great status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking about the virtues of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is considered to be one of the greatest forms of ibadah. Never mind speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama go on to say, speaking about qaswa, the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by virtue of its attachment to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking about qaswa is considered to be a form of ibadah, because that was the camel of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the ummah came together in the last week, highlighting, making it clear, unapologetically making it clear, that the ummah has unwavering love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now if you want to see love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we look at the Battle of Uhud. What had transpired at the Battle of Uhud? Am I saying finish? 5 minutes. If you look at the Battle of Uhud, it was an occasion where remarkable love was displayed by the Sahaba for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Sahaba had the upper hand, the tables had turned, and now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba didn't have the upper hand. An announcement by Shaitan, when Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu passed away, an announcement was made that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was martyred, and this caused chaos. This caused absolute chaos. There were Muslims who left the battlefield, feeling the need for them to return to Medina, regroup and re-strategize. It was absolutely chaos. A Sahabi by the name of Yaman radiallahu anhu, he was a Muslim. But because of the chaos, people weren't able to identify themselves, and his fatality, his loss of life,
actually took place at the hands of another Muslim because of the confusion and the chaos. So it was an extremely difficult situation. 3,000 people, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eventually left with just 14 companions by his side. Those 14 companions on the day of Uhud taught us how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Tujana radiallahu anhu were a large physical body. Abu Tujana radiallahu anhu, when he seen the attack intensifying, Abu Tujana radiallahu anhu covered the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own body, serving as a human shield for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another example is that of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anhu. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak about Uhud, he used to say, "Kana dhalika al-yawm kulluhu li Talha." That entire day was a day which highlighted the love, the loyalty, the bravery of Talha radiallahu anhu. Abu Tujana radiallahu anhu's body was inspected, and they found 70 wounds in the protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talha radiallahu anhu used his bare hand, Allahu Akbar, he used his bare hand as a shield to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Post that battle of Uhud, Sahaba looked at the hand of Talha radiallahu anhu and said that his hand seemed paralyzed, and there was more than 30 wounds on the hand of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anhu. Lovers of Allah, on the day of Uhud, the Sahaba taught us how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to be dedicated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A non-Muslim by the name of Abdullah bin Qami'ah, he attacked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, resulting in the links from the helmet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam piercing into the blessed cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, seeing this, he could not bear to see his beloved in this condition. He could not bear to see his beloved endure difficulty. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu rushed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, using his teeth, he removed the links from the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the process, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu lost a number of his own teeth protecting Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the rumor spread till Medina. This rumor was making waves. It was gaining traction that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. It became difficult. And the people of Medina, their central concern was only the welfare of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu tells us about one remarkable lady. He says she was standing on the outskirts of Medina. And as the army was returning, people came to her and they told her, "Your father has been martyred." She responded with one question, "How is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" They then came to her and they said, "Your husband has been martyred." She replied, "How is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" They then came to her and then they said, "Your brother has been martyred." She said, "How is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says that I seen this lady in a state of uneasiness until eventually I took her to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she set sight on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this lady said, "O Nabi of Allah, as soon as I seen you, all of my problems has diminished." On the day of Uhud, the Sahaba taught us how to love Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into a hole to seek refuge. Talha radiallahu anhu's hand was bruised. But in order for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come out of that hole, Talha radiallahu anhu went down on all fours. He offered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to use his back as a step. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped on the back of Talha radiallahu anhu as he propelled Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upwards. My respected lovers of Allah, us as an ummah through the last week have expressed our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through the ages, the Muslims have shown our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's remind ourselves that this is a flame that should never die. And how do we express this love? The avenue is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Abu Dawood rahimahumullah, one of the compilers of hadith, he was sitting at the shoreline when a person who boarded a ship sneezed. This person sneezed and said, "Alhamdulillah," and time didn't allow Imam Abu Dawood to say, "Yarhamukallah." Now to say Yarhamukallah is an important sunnah, but it's one amongst the sunnah. There are many such sunnahs. It's not one specially emphasized sunnah. But the scholars of the past had such precision in which they carried out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Imam Abu Dawood paid one silver coin, he hired a little rowing boat, he rowed to the side of the ship, told the person, Yarhamukallah, and then he rowed back to shore. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, at the time when they were signing the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent him into Mecca for diplomatic engagement in this hostile environment in Mecca. So he met with his cousin, and his cousin advised him that you are going to meet the lofty people, you know, the big dudes, the Joneses of Mecca. So because you're going to meet with them, you need to dress appropriately. And one of the important things are that lower your lower garment beneath your ankles, because then they will treat you with respect. If your lower garment is up, then they won't look at you with respect. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, in the sensitive moment, he is alone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is on the outskirts of Mecca. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu replies, La hakadha sunnat habibi, never days. This is the sunnah of my Habib. And in this way, I will meet with him. Whatever the outcome may be, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي أَمَامَ هَذَا الْحُمَقَى. Should I forego the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam for any ignorant people? And that's how the Sahaba held on to the sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. Those who follow my sunnah, it will be the criteria. It will be the means of the entry into Jannah. And those who oppose my sunnah, they have refused Jannah. May Allah give us the understanding. And may Allah unite us all under the leadership of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah bless us with his companionship. And may our life in entirety, in conduct and appearance and in every aspect, may our life resemble the best of Allah's creation, the height of goodness, the pinnacle of excellence, the leader of the Anbiya, our beloved master and our leader, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.